The Love Boat. Who doesn't know the theme to The Love Boat? And our guest this morning comes to us from some history with The Love Boat. If you will remember, I think at one point it was supposed to be just a one-time appearance, and it was going to be endearing, and Captain Steubing brought his daughter along on one of the episodes. Vicki Steubing, and by golly, they loved you, Vicki Steubing, and they said, we want more Vicki Steubing, and so Jill Whalen, who played Vicki Steubing, suddenly found herself at about the age of 10 as a regular cast member on The Love Boat, and Jill is joining us by phone this morning to tell us some more exciting news about Princess Cruises. Good morning, Jill.
Well, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I am great. I must tell you, I was in the perfect age when The Love Boat was on television. It's one of the most remembered series that was on when I was growing up. So, got to know Vicki Steubing. Don't know much about Jill Whalen other than you have a storied career in a very good way. People that remember you from The Love Boat probably don't know that you have just gone on to do a raft of other things. You've worked the other side of the camera as a producer. After The Love Boat ended, you went to college. You now have a kind of a one-woman show going on.
Yes, I have a one-woman show. It's called Jill Whalen in Dry Dock, and it is a musical memoir. I'm a singer. I've been a singer as long as I've been an actress. My first show was King and I when I was 7. And so this is my show, and it's a lot of fun. And besides that, I'm also very honored and excited and proud to say that I am now officially the Celebrations Ambassador for Princess Cruises. And basically what that means is I get to combine my two favorite things right now, which is parties on cruise ships and Broadway. Because as of last night, Princess Cruises was very proud to announce their collaboration with the Broadway musical legend Stephen Schwartz. Stephen is best known for Wicked. He did the music for Wicked, for Pippin, for Godspell, for Pocahontas, which was a Disney animated mm-hmm. film, and several others. He is so incredibly talented. He's an Oscar winner, a Tony winner, a Grammy winner. He's an incredible talent. And what he and Princess Cruises are doing as of last night is absolutely unprecedented. It's never been done before. And it's going to actually blow the lid off the way people view cruise ship entertainment. And it's going to change the industry in the way that they present entertainment on cruise ships. He has put together and is still continuing to mount 4 shows exclusively for Princess Cruises. The first one is called Magic to Do, and that will be rolled out in October on the Crown Princess, which will be cruising the Caribbean. And that will be a musical retrospective of all the songs that Stephen has composed that we all know and love, with one original song. But the other 3 will be absolutely new, never before seen or done shows, specifically for Princess. And I we're not exactly sure what Stephen has, you know, up his sleeve at this point, but I know there will be magic involved because Stephen is a big fan of magic. And he's not only bringing himself, which would totally be enough, but he is bringing all of his favorite people from Broadway behind the scenes, musical directors, choreographers, magicians, costumers, producers, everything to create these shows. And it's just an incredible opportunity for people who maybe don't have the opportunity to go to a Broadway show, where they can put their money together for a fabulous memory-making vacation and step, you know, mere feet from their stateroom to the Broadway theater that Princess will have on each of their ships.
Well, it sounds very exciting. I've been on a number of cruises now, and I think partly The Love Boat was responsible for putting that idea that would be a really fun vacation in a lot of people's heads, and something to shoot for in a lot of people's dream vacation sort of idea. And over the years, as that has kind of heated up, and there's a bunch of cruise lines, and they're all competing for business, they are all looking for the next edge. And I think anybody that goes on a cruise first might be surprised at the very high caliber of entertainment that there are among a lot of the lines. And so it gets difficult for cruise lines to find other things to set themselves apart. And I think, and personally, I'm hoping that we have come to the end of the bigger the ship, the bigger the ship, the bigger the ship scenario, and can get back to some of these things that are actually things that the guests really enjoy and really make one particular line stand out, as this seems like it's going to do for Princess.
Well, our new president, Jan Schwartz, I think she really, I know she has the right idea, which is it's not so much the size of the ship anymore, but it's the memories that you're making on the ship, and you hit the nail on the head there. We want to create memories at Princess Cruises that you'll have for a lifetime. And something like this, to have this Broadway-caliber show, is going to create memories for a lifetime. And the cool thing about it is, too, a lot of Broadway shows, when they come out, they usually take them out of town first. So this is kind of that concept. They're taking them out of town onto a cruise ship. I mean, you could very well, if you happen to be on one of these cruises with a Stephen Schwartz show, say that three times fast, if you happen to be on one of these cruises and see his show, you could very well be seeing something that 2 or 3 years later is going to end up on Broadway. You know, you just don't know.
You were first. That would be really, really cool. Jill, have you stayed connected into the cruise line industry kind of since the Love Boat?
I have been a fan of cruising. Obviously, when I was a little kid, I didn't have a choice because it was part of my job. But don't tell anybody that it was really fun. But I, through the years, have always cruised. It's something that I love and I enjoy, that I like to share with my kids. There's always great fun, and I have great memories attached to cruising. So now that now I have an official capacity, and I could not be more thrilled about this. Literally jumping up and down.
Well, it's kind of fun for us to see you come back to Princess Cruises. It was very fun for me watching the Tournament of Roses parade, to see the whole cast together again as well. And you've provided people a lot of great memories, and it looks like Princess is going to provide a lot more going forward here. So great to talk with you this morning, Jill.
Great to speak with you as well, Tim. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. There you go. Jill Whalen, back on the Love Boat, so to speak.